Hello and welcome to Wooden Spoons on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is John Dick, and I'm here with community nutritionist Mary Jane Eason to discuss topics of healthy living, environmental issues, what's going on in our community, as well as other interesting things in this one-hour show. On Wooden Spoons, we recognize all things are related, and with learning and awareness, we connect the dots and make up our world. Every Friday morning on Wooden Spoons, we speak with guests on today's relevant issues, share nutritious recipes, and explore important topics with perspectives not found in the mainstream media. Time right now is 8:01 a.m., and the temperature outside is minus 17. Good morning, Mary Jane.
Good morning, John. There's quite a breeze out there this morning, even though the temperature is only minus 17.
Yeah, only minus 17.
Yeah, so we're going to be expecting...
Hang on.
Sorry, I will give you a breakdown of this morning. I just need to make an acknowledgement. On Wooden Spoons, we acknowledge that we are located on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional land and waters of the Cree Ojibwe, Ojibwe Cree, Dakota, and Dene people, as well as the birthplace of the Métis Nation and the heart of the Métis homeland. We also acknowledge the Shoal Lake No. 40 First Nation and its territory for our life-giving water. So this morning... We have the plan today for Fun Drive. We have several guests, and the first one is being Laura Steinman, and I'm not sure if she's on right now, if she has she had the information to get on air.
Yeah, she has it.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay, so and I know Kristen is here too.
Good morning.
So we will be joined by several guests, as I was saying. The first one being Laura Steinman, who initiated Wooden Spoons, to my amazement. While going through the records, it appears that we joined CKUW 19 or 20 years ago. This is quite a long time. I had no idea where the time had gone. It seems to have flown by for me anyway. So we're going to be joined by Laura this morning, and a former co-host, Kristen Andrews, will join us after we talk to Laura, and she will be sharing her topics involving legumes. And I want to thank the following people for their support for Wooden Spoons, and I'm just looking for their names, which I just had, of course. I'll have to go by my memory at this point. This morning has been a morning of losing things and dropping things and everything else going on. Well, I want to thank Evelyn Caners, Laura, and Judith. I think we'll have to get the list from Rob. there's a list of all the people that donated to Wooden Spoons last week. Catherine, Evelyn, and Judith. And we'll do that later, I guess, because I don't have a list here. I just handed it over. It's one of my mornings, you know, of...
Oh,
okay. Evelyn, Kathy, Judith, Laura, Michael. But there were more people than that, because this was at least... Anyway, I want to thank all those people that donated to Wooden Spoons, and we'll get back to that later. And for the first part of our show, I'd like to welcome you, Laura, back on Wooden Spoons. Are you there?
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Okay. So, yeah, how are you this morning?
It's been a long time, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so, Laura, how did you want to tell us how you ended up with sending a proposal to for a radio program on CQW 95.9 FM. And you could you recall what you had in mind at that time? That we're going back about 19 years ago. Or 20 years ago.
Oh, well, we're dating ourselves, aren't we?
Yes.
At the time, I was attending the University of Winnipeg. It's one of my favorite places on earth to be, and taking sociology classes, wondering what I was going to take next. But one thing I took with me when I went there was my love of radio. I've always loved radio above all other media. And so when I realized that the University of Winnipeg radio station was operating, I think it had been operating for a while and then it was closed down for some reason. But when I went back to university, there it was again. And when you and I were starting to set up Mary Jane's Cooking School, one of our big issues was, of course, getting the message out, getting the word out about the school and about the values and what we were all about. And it struck me in one of my lucid moments down at U of W that maybe we could have a show on CKUW like other people were having, because we were a member of the community, of the neighborhood, and beyond that, the issues that we were involved in seemed to be very important to not only the students but other people in the community. So when they were inviting ideas for shows, I suggested to you that maybe we could run one. We could put one together because you are a wonderful teacher and you had a good message. Anyway, long story short, that's where it happened. And you agreed, and we put the idea in of having a show talking about the things that were in our mission statements, actually, as a school, which had to do with promoting whole foods, home cooking, and environmentally friendly homemaking, with respect for the cultures and the traditions of the people in the neighborhood and in our world,
and in all the environment, in the environment as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we started there and went from there week by week, first with a half-hour program and then with a full-hour program. So that's where we started from.
Yes, and I remember when we started, we had a 2 o'clock slot from 2 to 2:30, and Matt Henderson was the host of another program that we moved to now, the one for a whole hour show from 8 to 9 a.m. And Matt Henderson, he has been, come across him, and he's involved with Seven Oaks area, and he's a principal of a school, and he's been very influential. Sometimes I read commentary that he writes, and that's a long time ago. But, that was, and the other thing, Laura, I don't know if you recall, we could not figure out what the name of the program would be. And one day we went to the library. Do you recall that? And a book fell out of
that.
A book fell off the shelf on its own volition, because we didn't touch anything. And it just fell right in front of us. And we picked it up. And it said wooden spoons.
That's right. That's right. You picked it up, Mary Jane.
And then we borrowed the book from the library and we took it to the school. And of course she said, well, that's the name for the radio program.
Well,
and then Dave Brubeck's song.
Relevant.
Dave Brubeck's song was selected by my husband Bruce, and it sounded like drumming. I think, or mm-hmm, like wooden spoons mm-hmm on a drum or something. Or that was how he thought of it. So
yes,
yeah. So
we got a great little theme song from that.
Yeah,
that Dave Brubeck.
Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah.
So it does sound
pretty
like
cool.
Wooden spoons, I think.
Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you were always you were always an initiator, Laura. And
it was such fun.
Yeah, it was. Do you recall the first time that we were on air? The first time we, because you, your proposal, whatever you wrote, I don't even remember what you said, but it was accepted at the station.
I usually tend to stretch the boundaries a little bit with my verbiage, so I don't remember exactly, but it was a lot of fun anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So anyway, it was only for a half hour, and mm-hmm. there was another two people ahead of us, and they were very friendly to us, and we had it was a very cordial. Relationship, as everybody is at the radio station. Everybody is, friendly and helpful.
Well, that's the best part of it. With the fact that we could actually be right down there with the people from the station made a real difference, because there's that symbiotic, energy that happens when you're with people in the studio sharing their ideas and technology that we weren't always that familiar with. We had wonderful help with other younger people as well.
But do you recall who was doing the teching?
Actually, I don't.
I think it was me, if you can believe it. I was doing the teching. I don't know how I learned how to do that.
Of course, yes. You were, Mary Jane. You were doing a heroic job.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Laura. But anyways, we did it. And the reason I don't do it now is that the technology changed beyond my capacity, and I reached a point where I couldn't handle. I always have trouble with technology anyway, so I just couldn't handle trying to navigate the way things were. Too technical for me, too complicated, and that's why we have John Dick here, who we very greatly appreciate.
Oh, thanks for that. I'll just go into my first thing right here. I know I mentioned this last week, but I'd like to mention it again. CQW does have a wide variety of different shows other than our show, Wooden Spoons, that provide quality content to listeners that aren't really in a mainstream media. We have music shows like Traceland that play electronic dance music. We have Groundswell Radio is good for classical music, and there's also Modern Jazz Today. CQW gives the opportunity for music artists of these genres to have their music on the air. As someone who has friends who are local artists, I think this is important, and I should also mention that we have a lot of great talk shows such as Truth and Reconciliation that give an unbiased perspective of Indigenous culture and help listeners to engage with that in order to maybe help with certain race relations and solve some of the problems that are facing with the Indigenous people, and I think that's very important.
Well, thank you, John. I know, just getting back to you, Laura, maybe before we head go any further, we had some interesting episodes on CQW when we were together, and I remember
that's for sure.
I don't know if you recall me, but there was one time that I was talking about the Canada Food Guide, and we were going through. And we're going to be playing. I'll give you a song, John, in a second that we're going to play, if you don't mind.
I'm not playing it right now.
No. We were talking about the Canada Food Guide, and you said something as you were looking at the picture. You said, "This looks like a turd."
I said that, but I'll accept it from you.
and anyway, I was trying to cover that up. I was trying to talk around it. And Evelyn said she just cracked up laughing because I was trying to sort of downplay that remark. And it just was one of those hilarious moments that we've had, and we've had a number of them. So you had a great sense of humor, Laura, and we always had had some great fun getting...
Well, I think that fed right into your question about the Canada Food Guide at the time. So maybe I was playing the role of your assistant looking at some of the issues around the food guide, unintentionally, anyway. But we had a lot of good laughs.
Yes. So once again, Laura, thank you for joining us this morning. And we're going to be giving some information about how to pledge to the station. But in the meantime, I'd like to thank the guests that have donated. I'm just going to mention Eleanor Adaskin and Debbie Belcour, Evelyn Caners, Kathy, I'm not even going to mention last names, Judith, Indira, Tanya, Christopher will be donating, and I have you, Laura, and Michael. And I have Kristen here. As thank you all for your support for CQW 95.9 through our radio program, Wooden Spoons. And maybe we'll just move on to, I'd like to encourage people, time to, for the listeners to donate to CQW 95.9 FM. And the unique to support the unique programs the station offers. And now is the time to make a pledge by calling 204-774-6877 or to contribute online by emailing fundrive.ckow.ca. Again, the number to call is 204-774. At the $35 level, you can get a friend's card, which offers all kinds of discounts from many different designated businesses. And then there's other options. You can, if you make a pledge, you can get, there are all sorts of different options. You can get at the $75 level, you can get the Fund Drive t-shirt and card. So there are many different options if you're interested in getting these kinds of items, which, as John mentioned last week, you wear the CQW t-shirt. And it's a form of advertising for the station.
Yeah, it's a nice t-shirt, too.
Yeah, so... this is a good time to make a pledge, so please phone in at 204-774-6877 or email fundrive.ckow.ca. And maybe, John, at this point in time, we could just have a song by Bob Marley, Redemption Song. It's one of my favorites. And this is in recognition of Black History Month as well. And then we will move on to our next guest. And thank you, Laura, for joining us this morning. It was great talking to you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you, CKUW, for being a great show, a great station.
Okay. You're a great promoter, Laura.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM with Wooden Spoons with Mary Jane Eason and John Dick. I'd just like to announce that we have $49,882 raised so far with our goal of $50,000, so we're getting pretty close right there. So yeah, that's great to hear that we're getting so close.
And you know, it just takes a few pledges at a certain level, at the levels that maybe the $125 level, just a few pledges like that, and we'll be over our goal. We'll be reaching our goal. So we just hope that people will join in this morning and pledge to donate to CKUW 95.9 FM. So we're just going to move on, and I believe Kristen Andrews is going to be joining us this morning.
And yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Mary Jane.
Yeah, good morning,
and
Kristen.
Morning, Kristen.
Laura, online with us. Such a great time of year to come together, right?
That's for sure.
And I just loved hearing that kismet and just those stories of how you and Laura came together to create the show Wooden Spoons here. You know, I mean, even if that was almost 20 years ago, I certainly don't think it dates us. I think it just shows the longevity and the staying power that a community station like CKUW has had. You know, even though they were started in the 60s and I think revamped again, as Laura mentioned, a bit like through the 80s, you know, as broadcast license changed and they could go from, you know, analog into digital and all of these technical changes, Mary Jane, the show has weathered through them. And I think it's just important to note that, I mean, part of how a station like this weathers through things and how a show like this stays is is because it's integral to the community. Like Laura said, I mean, I happen to feel that radio is my favorite digital media and you know, news source and connective source. And it's so important for people to remember that, you know, a station like this is ad-free. You know, it has no other agenda other than to serve its listeners, and it's listener-driven, it's listener-led. You know, folks like the two of you who had a community nutrition school that you started in the neighborhood were able to come to the station, pitch a show, and get on. I think it's really important for people to realize that, you know, that this is how some of the grassroots programming gets started. People in the neighborhood are listening, and they're engaged, and they're feeling that this type of radio station and the shows that are brought to air, like, really speak to where they're at and to, you know, just to the community that they're in. And we need these things in these times more than ever. So, you know, take a moment, check out the website, fundrive.ckuw.ca. There's all kinds of ways that you could just autonomously sign on and do your own pledge. But I just got to say, Mary Jane, I called in during the First Friday's show so that I could let our friends at First Fridays know that their friends at Wooden Spoons were donating. And the phone call was very easy. There's volunteers there at the station. They get you on the line. It's really just a couple of questions. It's quite a seamless process. And it's just as easy as, you know, pledging something like a per week budget. You can pledge as little as $7 a month. So if you're budgeting, if you're, you know, kind of watching your pennies, you could sign up to like a monthly pledge that just comes out of your finances automatically. Or you could just, you know, if you've got it in you to give us that one-time pledge. It's incredible to hear that we're so close to these goals. We're almost over the $50,000 mark. We're within about $150 of hitting that $50,000 goal. And the goal for Pledge Drive in its entirety was $60,000. So with just a few days left, it's incredible that we're getting that close to the goal. So, again, the phone number is 204-774-6877. Volunteers are there at the station. You won't be interrupting our show because there's people standing by to take your call. I just love being a part of this, Mary Jane. So thank you for the invitation this morning and for giving the history of the show. It's fascinating.
Yeah, well, this is an important piece of our own history, and it's connected with the radio station CQAW for all these years. And I appreciate your contribution, Kristen, too. And you have been a co-host for a number of years with Wooden Spoons. And I think you were planning on providing some information on legumes. Are you still into that?
You know, Mary Jane, you know how this goes. Last week on the show, we were making all kinds of allusions to bread and to dough and mm-hmm. how that was an old slang for money. And we played some really great food songs related to that. So I had a whole list of songs this morning. We probably won't have time to hear them all. But it just was relating to beans, because that idea of being a bean counter, I mean, that's another really old term about money. And there was actually a time in the, you know, in very early human history where beans, seeds, were valued as money. And it was a very, it was like a common token of exchange among people before there were mints that were, you know, creating the metal coins and the paper money that we know of now. Beans were considered, almost like a money. And there's all kinds of great mythology around beans and magic beans and Jack and the Beanstalk and the power of beans. So I just, and as a lifelong vegetarian, I'm pretty favored towards beans. They're like a huge part of what makes up the protein in my diet. So, I mean, yes. Oh, and there's someone calling in.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Good to
we're
hear.
We're counting the beans.
Mm-hmm.
So, we just passed World Legume Day, which was on February 10th. So just to give people an idea, I mean, you could think about what you've got in your cupboard right now. You've probably got some different types of maybe some chickpeas, maybe some, lentils, maybe even just some good old-fashioned like kidney beans or black beans. We've got a lot of common beans that we use here in North America, but on average, a North American eats about 7.5, maybe 8 pounds of beans per year, which I thought was kind of fascinating. But in the UK, people eat upwards towards 12 pounds of beans per year. But in places like the African continent and some other parts of the world, people are depending on as much as about 130 pounds of beans per year. It's their primary source of protein. And it's also like probably as widely grown around the planet as grains are. And it's interesting that, you know, we live here in a place that has long been known of kind of to be sort of like the breadbasket. We have that chornozem. We have that rich, dark earth here that grows so many grains. And a lot of our forefathers, you know, that were doing the settler farming, were doing grains. But the environment is changing, you know, and we can't kind of monocrop certain types of things over and over again. So I know I hear from a lot of our farmers here in Manitoba that they're switching to different types of things. They're not growing the traditional wheats that they were. And, you know, we're now growing things like quinoa. And we're growing like green peas for the powder that comprises the proteins that make up so much of the Beyond Meat products that we're seeing here. So, you know, we're playing our part by changing what we grow in these climates as well. So it's, I mean, we could get deeper into things, but these are just some sort of over-the-counter facts, if you will, about beans, because we're counting beans this morning. It's Fun Drive. We're counting the beans to keep the station going and to keep our programming coming to people. So actually, there, you know, there's a song, John. We'll skip the Java Jive song. I always loved playing that years past during the Fun Drive. It's a song, of course, about the coffee beans. But I thought maybe we could hear a more Canadian song. This is by the artist Kila, and she's from Montreal. And she has a song that's just called Beans, Beans, Beans. And so maybe as inspiration, we could hear that. And you know, while these songs play, it's a perfect time to call into the station. So if you feel compelled to call in, make your donation, hear about the different prize points and the rewards that you get for contributing, the easiest way is just to pick up that phone, 204-774-6877. Just a quick call in and we can get your information.
Oh, yes, and or donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. So thank you, Kristen, and we're going to hear your song, the song that you suggested.
Beans, Beans, Beans,
Beans,
by Montreal artist
Beans,
Kila.
Beans, Beans. Beans, 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 beans,
back on. We just got a wonderful, beautiful surprise. A lovely donation from Jana and Aaron. And they love beans at $200. It has put us over the.
A lot of beans.
A lot of beans, that's right.
That's a lot of beans.
Yeah.
We're so grateful. Thank
it pushed
you
us
so
over
much.
The mark. It pushed us over
it
the
puts
mark.
Us over the $50,000 mark.
Yeah. We have $50,082 so far.
Thank you so much, Jan and Aaron. So well-timed donation. We very much appreciate it. I'm just going to make a bit of commentary, Kristen, and then we'll get back to your discussion as well. I just wanted to say one of the things that I really appreciate about CKOW is the opportunity to speak to a diverse group of guests who share their knowledge and passion with us. To give some examples, for instance, some of our more recent guests were Linda Trono. She's a retired minister who is now focusing on environmental issues and has concerns about the environment, about environmental issues and concerns about the power of corporations, such as the Royal Bank of Canada, and their support for the oil industry. So she's encouraging the installation of solar panels in one's home, or using thermal energy from underground sources, which is another way of tapping into the heat that comes from lower down in the earth. Another guest that has spoken. I'm trying to remember her name. Bodnarak was her last name, and she was Candace Bodnarak, and she spoke about boycott, divestment, and sanctions as a way of putting pressure on Israel to end the genocide against the Palestinians. And then Diane Zak spoke about Cuba and her visit to Cuba. She's supporting the Cuban people, bringing them supplies. As we know, the Cuban people are under a boycott by the United States for many, many years. But they have amazing spirit, an optimistic spirit. And she was very, very impressed with that. The optimistic spirit keeps them going. And cooperative spirit. Janine Gibson, she talked about her battle against hog barns, the contamination of the water in our lakes from the effluent coming from the barns as well as the odors. So animal cruelty is a huge issue as well. And then, of course, Vicki Burns is also... involved with protection of the lakes from the effluent that's coming from all the everything being going into the water, into the lakes, and contaminating our lakes, which is a dying lake, because our governments have not seen the importance of actually dealing with the matter. They can make regulations to end this type of contamination. Another guest has been Michael Welch, who offers the Global Research Hour program, and he spoke about the ongoing mercury contamination of the on Grassy Narrows, the First Nations. By the pulp and paper industry from Dryden, as well as the continuation of the clear cutting by Weyerhaeuser, the Weyerhaeuser logging company, which continues to cut down their trees. So, and then of course, Laura also was a guest on Laura Shoffley, Laura. Well, she's Laura Steinman, but her deceased husband is Art Shoffley. Laura spoke about the work of Art Shoffley, that what he did for restorative justice, working for the RCMP, the police, and the people in prison, as well as putting on bear feasts in St. Norbert to support in honor of the Army and the RCMP. Art always taught that the RCMP, that the Army are there for the protection of the people, not for abuse. And he had a great influence on educating the RCMP in traditional understandings, Aboriginal understandings. Art, of course, passed away well over a year ago. And so Laura was speaking on his behalf about his contribution to peace building. So these are just some of the guests, and I will continue on as we return to Kristen. So Kristen, did you want to continue with your talk about legumes?
Oh, I could talk about beans all
or
day,
beans.
Mary Jane. You know, the common thread in so many of the guests that you've mentioned, what I hear is just the idea that we're looking for ways to talk about conscientious being and like a gentle being, like in our lives, on the land, in the environment, and the kind of protein that we eat. I mean, it does have a huge implication, not only for our health, but also for the health of the land. So, you know, I mean, besides like the health and ethical and religious reasons why people choose to stop eating meat, the way that animals are raised for food has got enormous impacts on land use, on deforestation, carbon emissions, and just, you know, there's a lot of like ethical concerns around factory farming. So, I mean, again, beans, it's such an easy choice. They're high in protein. They're efficient to grow. They can even improve the soil health. So even growing them in your garden, they give nitrogen back to the soil. You know, and as our global population continues to grow, we have to look, both back into our history. Beans have been there alongside human, coming together in human settlement, pretty much since day one. But yeah, you know, the per capita meat production and that demand, like, we just can't support it anymore. So much of our land is used to grow grains that are used for feed for the animals that are in farm production, in plant production, processed production for the meat that you see in the grocery stores, that it just... You know, it's one of those things that we're just going to keep talking about on this show, because we have to make changes to how things are grown and how we consume. And I think it's so crucial that shows like Wooden Spoon, you point us towards recipes, you talk about the nutritional values, and we talk about, you know, some of the implications around land use and factory farming that affects our food. And the food chain that we're in, which affects our body and our health. You know, we really are what we eat. What we put into our body is the energy that we gain. And, just to go back to relating to beans as money, I mean, that's really our fuel for the station. It's really the fuel for shows like this, you know. As organic as we can be about programming and grassroots as we can be about programming, we really do count on that community support. So, thank you so much to the folks who called in expressing their love for beans and helping us just get over that little hump and reaching that $50,000 goal. But we still need to hear from people. Fund Drive still goes on for a few more days. We still need to keep those calls coming in. So, you know, with just almost coming up to 15 minutes left in the show, we might be able to squeak another song in. There'll definitely be some more information here. But if you've got a moment to look on the website, fundrive.ckuw.ca. All kinds of options are spelled out for you there. You can just look at that while you're listening to the last 15 minutes of the show. A phone call, it doesn't interrupt. We get really excited, actually, when we hear the phone ring. It means more beans. So, you know, you've got a chance to call in 204-774-6877. We've got helpers standing by there in the office. And, you know, I was looking at all kinds of songs, Mary Jane, and I found a Johnny Cash song that I'd never heard before. That's a little bit of a testament to the farmers and a little bit of a sort of a tongue-in-cheek food song. He names all kinds of beans in this song. So it's a song, John, called Look at Them Beans by Johnny Cash. It goes way back. But I just, I think that, you know, beans kind of get a bad rap these days. It's hard for them to get the, you know, the good press that they need. Global bean consumption is expected to reach nearly 20,000 metric tons by 2026.
Okay, so, I mean, then. So make your pledge by calling 204-774-6877 or contribute to on the line by emailing fundrive.cqw.ca. And so we will have a musical break, and I think we're going to be playing a song. What did you say it was, Kristen?
Johnny Cash.
It's okay.
Look at Them Beans.
Yes. Okay.
This time last year, there sure was a lot of sad faces around this old house. Our papa died without fulfilling his life's dream of producing one of the best crops in Grimes County. No, papa died with that dream still in his head, a desire in his heart, a promise on his lips, calluses on both hands, and $2 in his pocket. Papa didn't live long enough to see his dream come true, so he died from too much work, a broken spirit, I guess, but a promise to our mama that if it was the last thing he'd ever do, he'd live long enough to see just one good crop come through. But you see, we can't plan on things without first talking to God, because we don't know his plans. And if we don't include him, my friends, the way can get mighty hard. They say that every time a good and righteous person is buried in God's good earth, it's just fertilizer for the soil. And I guess there must be some truth to that, whether we believe it or not. I just wish that Papa was here right now so that he could see this good crop that we finally got. Hey, look at them beans. And look at that corn. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes. And look at them peas. Well, I know if Papa was here right now, he'd sure be pleased. And Papa would sure be proud of his children, too. My brother's famous now. Got his own show on the road, traveling in a customized bus imported from Europe. That boy always did love music, and he loves to travel. I got a sister that's got a good job in a beauty shop, making money, making other people look good. Ain't nobody here at the house now but me and Mama. And Mama, she's getting weaker and she's getting older every day. And she talks often about joining Papa in his heavenly home. Lord, that woman sure didn't love that man. She worked beside Papa for 40-some-odd years, trying to produce a good crop and never could grow a single bean. But I just wish that Papa was here right now to see this good crop that we finally got. Man, look at them beans. And look at that corn. And I bet them watermelons must be 3 feet long. Man, look at them tomatoes. And just look at them peas. Yes, I know if Papa was here right now, he'd sure be pleased. And Papa, if you can hear me, look at them beans.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Just to remind people, the number to call to donate is 204-774-6877. You can also donate by emailing fundrive.ckuw.ca. And I'd like to go into my next pitch here. Second thing I want to talk about is our guests and a relationship that they have with our host, Mary Jane. our guests not only get to chat about and inform about topics that they're passionate about, but Mary Jane and I have gotten to know some people as people, and Mary Jane often has the opportunity to befriend a lot of these people and have relationships with them off the air, which I think is really nice, and the show allows them to allows the two to meet and become friends, and I think that fostering that community is important, so that's all the more reason to donate to keep this station alive.
Yes,
I just want to give a quick shout out and say thanks, Theo, for sending in that message. I just got a message during that song saying, I love beans. I love the theme. I'm scrolling through bean recipes right now. So, you know, thanks, everyone. I mean, we make a little bit of fun around here that beans are, you know, kind of the, you know, the dollars and cents that help make things roll. And just like beans might be the foundation of a good protein in your diet, that's certainly very affordable. The beans that we need here around the station are your pledge dollars. So, you know, once again, 204-774-6877. There's still some time left in the show today. Whether you can make it during our show or during any one of the number of incredible shows that are on this station, it's just so important that you just, you know, call in and give us that little bit of support, you know, as little as $7 a month. I mean, that's basically the price of a couple of fancy coffees, so, you know, which are also beans. I think that would have to be my favorite bean, is the coffee bean. I don't think I could live daily without my coffee bean.
But yeah, we don't think of beans as being caught in coffee, but they are. That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, I just want to gain I'm going to be sharing a recipe before we end, but I also want to just thank all the guests that have phoned in and have donated to CKOW, and our latest donors were Jana and Aaron. And they put us over the mark, and we are so grateful that we, you know, we're getting our goals met. And and also want to thank I have some names here of Evelyn, Kathy, Judith, Laura, Michael, and Kristen. And there's something here about Peace Alliance. So that's an interesting. Thank you, Peace Alliance, for your donation.
Peace Alliance Winnipeg.
Wow, $90. Wow. Anyway, thank you all. We would very greatly appreciate your support. So, Kristen, did you want to say a few more words? And I will share a recipe. I think I have a recipe. I have information on legumes, but we won't go into that right now. But I have a recipe that includes legumes, and it's a Moroccan soup. And
you know what, Mary Jane? Let's hear your recipe. You know, I could talk all day about you know, the role that beans play in the global food systems and the challenges that we face. But I think people get the drift, and we're just so glad that that we were able to count some beans together this morning here on Wooden Spoon. And just and my thanks to Laura for filling us in on what it was like. Those early days of you two coming together with Wooden Spoons. I love the kismet with which you found the name of the show and how it all just came together. And that's kind of how it rolls here at the station. You know, so often things just come together because it's community driven, it's listener driven. It is the most fundamental grassroots democratic thing we can do, is to, you know, just share this information together across the radio waves. It's so important. I'm so grateful. Thank you to everyone.
Okay, well, thank you, Kristen, and don't go away yet. We're going to be sharing a Moroccan spiced chickpea and squash stew. And I believe we have...
We have another donation from Aaron, who donated $75, which... puts that at $50,157, but yeah, puts us above our goal, but still donate. Don't stop with the donations.
That's wonderful. Okay, here's a Moroccan spiced chickpea and squash soup. It's a little dark in the studio right now, so anyway, this is 4 to 6 servings, very healthy soup. I got it from, I just want to tell you, I got it from a book called 1,000 Vegan Recipes by Robin Robertson. And I adapted the recipe. I often do to, you know, make it a little bit simpler. So this calls for 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 yellow onion chopped, 2 medium carrots cut into 1-inch dice, 1 celery rib cut into 1/4-inch dice, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of grated fresh ginger, 1 teaspoon of ground coriander, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, and 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. 3 cups of winter squash, peeled, cut fine, about 1/2-inch dice. Winter squash could be butternut squash. It could be Hubbard squash. It could be acorn squash. There's different types of squashes. And it could be, even pumpkin could be used. Although pumpkin is a different texture. Then you need 8 ounces of green beans, trimmed and cut into 1/2-inch lengths, and 1 1/2 cups of canned, drained, and rinsed or cooked chickpeas. I prefer myself to cook the chickpeas rather than get them in the can because they're different when they're in a can. And 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes, undrained, or you can use whole tomatoes and cut them up, and 1 1/2 cups of vegetable broth or water. Salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 tablespoons of minced fresh parsley or cilantro, 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice. So in a large saucepan, you heat the oil over medium heat, add the onion, the carrots, celery, garlic, and ginger. Cover and cook until softened, about 10 minutes. On low heat, of course, stir in coriander, cumin, turmeric, cinnamon, nutmeg, and sugar. Add the spinach, green beans, chickpeas, and tomatoes. Stir in the broth and bring to a boil. Reduce heat to low and add salt and pepper to taste. Cover and simmer until the vegetables are tender, about 40 minutes. Stir in the parsley and lemon juice and cook for 10 minutes longer. And then, of course, you always have to adjust seasonings to taste. Usually it's salt that is needed when it doesn't have the right flavor. And I prefer to use Himalayan rock salt, which has many minerals and will not have any adverse health effects. So I think we are coming to the end of our program on Wooden Spoons. One more time. John, do you want to tell us how to?
Yep, I'll say the number again. Phone number is 204-774-6877. Or a donate online at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
And again, thank you, Aaron, for the donation that you just made. And thank you. We had another donation before that. And I've lost the papers that are buried, have everything buried in here, but we thank everybody who donated to CKOW this morning and in the past. Yes. So we're coming up to the end of our program, it seems. And thank you, Kristen, for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Mary Jane. I was happy to donate to the show and happy to join on. And what an honor to sit with, the two founders of Wooden Spoons, both you and Laura. Thank you so much.
You made a very great contribution, Kristen. We really appreciate your joining us this morning.
And every few beans count.
Helping us along here.
Right. You have been listening to Wooden Spoons, sponsored by Mary Jane's Cooking School on CKUW 95.9 FM. For our podcast, please go to ckuw.ca, type Wooden Spoons in the search bar, and the show will be up in just a few hours. Until next time, this is John Dick and Mary Jane Eason saying bye for now, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Signing off.